In this video, we are focusing on common mistakes families make when roles begin to change. Many families do not fail because they do not care. They fail because fear starts driving the relationship. Fear often shows up as guilt, control, overfunctioning, or emotional power struggles. Let's start with guilt. Sometimes an aging parent uses guilt because they feel afraid of change. They may say, "After everything I did for you, this is how you treat me." Sometimes an adult child uses guilt too. They may say, "If you loved us, you would just do what we say." Guilt may create short-term pressure, but it weakens trust and increases defensiveness. Next is control. Parents may try to control adult children through emotional pressure, secrecy, or refusing every discussion. Adult children may try to control parents through monitoring, commands, financial pressure, or speaking as if decisions have already been made. Control feels strong in the moment, but it often produces hidden resistance, anger, and family fracture. Then there is overfunctioning. This happens when one person takes on too much too fast. An adult child may begin calling doctors, managing bills, changing routines, talking to siblings, and solving everything before the parent has even agreed to the process. A parent can overfunction too by hiding problems, protecting everyone from the truth, and insisting on complete independence long after support is needed. Overfunctioning usually comes from anxiety, not wisdom. Emotional power struggles are another trap. These happen when the conversation stops being about the real issue and becomes a fight over identity, pride, or old wounds. A simple conversation about driving can suddenly become a battle about respect, favoritism, or who has always been in charge. When that happens, families often stop solving problems and start defending themselves. If you are the parent, one wise step is to tell the truth earlier. Saying, "I do not want to lose my dignity, but I know we need to talk," is a strong and honorable sentence. If you are the adult child, one wise step is to slow down and ask permission where possible. Saying, "I am concerned, but I want to work with you, not push you," can lower fear and open the door. If you are talking about this together, remember that timing matters. Do not force major conversations when people are tired, embarrassed, rushed, or already upset. Choose a calmer moment. Focus on one issue at a time. Keep the tone respectful. Return to the subject again later if needed. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical preparation, not legal, financial, or medical advice. Some situations need outside help from a doctor, counselor, social worker, elder law attorney, or other qualified professional. Wise families do not hide from that. They seek help without shame. What not to do? Do not use phrases like, "You are acting like a child," or "You obviously can't handle your life anymore." Do not threaten, corner, or humiliate someone into agreement. Do not make side deals with one sibling while excluding others when transparency is needed. Do not let one anxious family member become the permanent rescuer, fixer, or detective. Do not turn every concern into a character attack. Better phrases sound like this. Can we talk about one concern at a time? What feels most important to you right now? How can we make a plan without taking away dignity? Would it help to bring in a neutral professional? Healthy families are not families with no tension. They are families that learn how to face tension with truth, restraint, prayer, and respect. That is how honor and boundaries can live together.